Pesh Kuf Tzadik Vav, Kaddish Ubarchu. We started talk last time about Kaddish. Bizman Chazal, second column, right? Yeah, okay. As you know, Kaddish is in Aramaic, as you may have noticed. The first two words, or the Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, depends really on whether they're Aramaic or Hebrew. The general thinking is that they're Hebrew words, as he will say. It should be Yisrabei instead of Yiskadel. If they're Hebrew, then the word is Yiskadel, and according to Lashon Kodesh. Don't say Yiskadal, which seems to be the common custom. I think the Bali Dikduk say Yiskadel. Mishabura says to say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. But the common custom seems, not just the custom, is Sidurim. Most Sidurim have Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. So, there's a discussion whether the first two words are Hebrew. It would be a little strange to have two Hebrew words and the rest of Kaddish being Aramaic. So, here he says an interesting explanation as to why it would be Aramaic. Okay, the usual explanation, which is not what he says, is that there's the Yehishmei Rabbah is Aramaic because it's such a high level of praise that we would have to whisper it, like Baruch Hashem Kavayim Achus Le'olam Vo'ed, because of the Malachim. And the Yehishmei Rabbah is Aramaic. Malachim, the Gemara says, don't understand Aramaic. You have to be a Malach not to understand Aramaic.
What? The saying words incorrectly, like if, you know, some people go out and they say Heal and Kaini. That's incorrect.
Well, no, we don't know if it's incorrect.
Yeah.
Well, we say an aleph and an ayin together, you're just equally incorrect. We discussed that once before.
Yeah. If you read the Torah,
all the Havaris have been influenced by the Golas. I happen to agree that I can't understand why intelligent people say who and he is the same, but it just seems very strange. Who and he? I don't know, but we say Aleph and Ayin the same. We're just so used to it that we don't realize that there's a difference. Rebelsky didn't say an Aleph and Ayin the same. He said something differently. So, you know, we say a sin and a samach together. The sin should be more of a hissing sound than an S. We've been in Golas for a couple of years, and the common language of each culture influenced the expressions that we use, the letters that we use.
Well, isn't there a shiloh of whether you're Yotzei or not, if you're saying...
Well, someone who has that Havara is Yotzei, at the very least, it's still worse than saying it in a different language, which, for the most part, a person's Yotzei. I personally wouldn't want somebody to lay in the weekdays. It doesn't matter. Laying weekdays is for the Limud HaTorah. So you're learning any which way you do it. But the Shabbos laning is really to finish the Torah every year. And I would prefer to play here. I wouldn't want somebody to say Hasidish Havara or even an Israeli Havara, a Sephardic Havara. When I say a Patach for a Kometz, which is just as wrong. And Atah instead of Atah. So if somebody has that Havara, so you should say it. If someone doesn't, then you shouldn't. Different Havaras, yeah, it seems. Okay.
Yeah, changes the meaning of the word sometimes. It's Havara.
At any rate, let's see. Yeah, I mean, the Achru is on the topic, and they take two approaches. Either that it's no worse than a different language, as long as it's spoken by multitudes, or that it's a Lashem Mishubish. So whatever that means, a Lashem Mishubish, that might be called. Okay. Let's see what he says here about Aramaic. Bizman Chazal hi oimim a Kaddish b'loshen ha-Kaddish. In the time of the Gemara, they originally said Kaddish b'loshen Kaddish. K'mavur m'seth this brach, ish'amru yehei shmei ha-gadlo m'vayrach. V'yesh kam otamim, lo min nishtana lo imre b'loshen ha-rami, ayin beis yaisif. There are many reasons. Yesh oimim machmas kinas ha-malochim, which is what I mentioned earlier. Say, baruch shem kavai machusay, which we would whisper. Yesh mei rabbi when I say loud. So we say that language. And that's, I guess, the popular reason. Habir ha-poshet. He says, apip shat. What's the best pshat? Kasutai says, shekam amei ha-ratzais. Shlohio yamavidim kulam v'loshen ha-kaidish. There are people that are ignorant and don't understand Loshen Kaidish. Yavinu divrei hakadish. We want them to understand the words of kadish. Machmas goydel ma'alosai, because of its elevated stature. Shailo miskayim al kadish achar drashas chachamim ba'gadata. Says the world stands on the kadish that's connected to learning. Ayin sham. Shamayin dibru b'loshel aramis. We want people to understand this. It's a funny twist. We say Aramaic, we want people to understand it. That was good when people spoke Aramaic. And today people probably understand Hebrew better than Aramaic. At any rate, Oyin ma'ali yesh b'amirus yesh mei rabba, my shomu chazal. Kol oyin ha'omen yesh mei rabba, mevarach b'chol kaychai, karmeleg zardinai. Someone who answers yesh mei rabba with all his energy, he's like that they rip up his, I guess it means a negative judgment. If the heavenly best asking us somewhat a punishment, because he was lax in serving God, that zardin is ripped up. So we give him the ability to correct that which is crooked, or and to get on the correct way. Tiknu laima b'lashin hamuvin lakol. This is a simple reason. It's a lashin that's understood by everybody. Yishleimer ayin. Shekiman shein oimer kaddish ela b'tzibor. Kaddish is only said in public. Machmasi yaisi davashem k'dusha. Veini nemer ala basar v'yisrael k'disim estechtas megillah v'adim barchu and k'dusha and k'riyas atayim b'chsaf tayim. These five things are said only with minyan. How do we know that? Nismach al apostif in niskadashti besech b'nei Yisrael, which is 10, in Shabbat Gemara. L'chei, tzrichen lishtamish b'loshen hatzibor. Therefore, you have to use the language that the tzibor knew. Shai kol b'nei hatzibor, tzrichen l'kadei shma yizbarach. The first reason is that the people should understand it. The second reason is that the people should be able to join in expressing it. Expressing the Yesh Mei Rabba, Kvar Omru Darshan Rishumais. Those who Darshan hints, Darshan Tzibor, the Tzibor means the public, Rosh Tevet Tzadikim, Beininim Rishoyim. How do you like that? Tzibor is Tzadikim, Beininim Rishoyim, Kalayim and Bali Tshuva Shoyu, Mikaidim Rishoyim. People who are doing Tshuva, they're saying Yesh Mei Rabba, they were once Rishoyim. So, this is the language that we use, which is Aramaic, and it's a little mysterious as to why Klal Yisrael has stuck with Aramaic. We still write our ksubis in Aramaic. In Israel, there was a group that tried to change it, to make the ksuba in Hebrew, which seems to make sense, to make it be a lashon kodesh. And somehow we just stick with the Aramaic, which was mezeicher to be the language of Shas, and that's the way we do. We do an Aramaic all the time. There are those who will not say Aramaic parts of tefillah, biyachidus. In other words, let's say Kumpurkan, if someone is davening biyachidus, so there are those, I think is it the Grunniks, that won't say anything Aramaic, Balashin. I think even in the Siddur, it says Yeshein. It's a funny thing about Yekumpurkan. There are two Yekumpurkans. The first is a praise of Talmidei Chachamim, who are in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Per. I spent many summers with, does not say B'Bavel, the Yekum Purkan. He says B'Chutz Laretz. He says, what are we praising Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel? The yeshiva is in Bavel. They have no yeshiva is in Bavel anymore. He says, Yekum Purkan, we say, we praise, Reishi Kala, Reishi Gavasa, Reishi Vasa, Deyanim, all the Deyanim, Chasamideyan, Diba'ari Yisrael, the Diba Bavel. Where we say, especially Misha Berach, all of them that are in Bavel. There was a Yid, who was a chaplain in the late 80s, early 90s, a fellow that I got to know actually from the Navi Shir, And, you know, he was learning in Kaila a bunch of years, and he didn't know what to do parnasa-wise. He applied for a chaplaincy. So he got a chaplaincy, moved, I think, to South Carolina with his kids, and he used to bring them to me to prepare them as they were going through elementary school and high school. They went out of town. But he was homeschooling them. They were in public school, and he homeschooled them. And he used to bring them to me. You know, what do you know? There was a war in Iraq.
Yeah.
And he was in Iraq. He sent me a picture of himself sitting on Saddam Hussein's throne. Everyone took turns taking pictures. I told him, you know how lucky you are? Whole Klal Yisrael makes a Misha Beirach for the Rabbanon that are above hell. And it's you. You're the only one. Of course, Hashem has a sense of humor. One of his daughters ended up marrying a boy in my shir. So, from the neighborhood, well, what's his name? Two brothers were moved away. His wife owns the store, the homeware store.
Which store?
There's on Nostrand Avenue, a houseware, a fancy houseware store.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? What? Sprecher, right. So Sprecher's son ended up marrying his daughter. So, one of Mendel Sprecher's sons, the one that was in my class, Yitzchak, when he married his daughter. So, anyway. So I told him, you know, I should do Bavel. Anyway, that was the main point I wanted to make. We have two Yikum Purkans. One is on the Talmid HaChachamim, and one is for the members of the shul. The second Misha Beirach is L'chol Klo Kadisha Hodein, this whole shul. Rav Raya, I'm saying Raya, the elder people, the young people, Tafla, the children, the Shai, the wives, Machadiyama Yavar Asrei Eschayin. So that's your second Yikum Purkan. It doesn't make any sense to say when you Yidami Bichidis, because there are no people in the in the shul in which you're davening. So the question is the first one. So here it says in the article, Siddur Bishari Ephraim Kosu Sheinai Bimikuporkan Hasheni Umishabeirak Shemispalim Biyechidus. It says that that's what it says Shari Ephraim. The second one doesn't make any sense to say. Then he brings Ubimishnabura Kosab Shibichidus Einai Mimshum Yukumporkan. It's the grub. That Yechidus, you don't say anything Aramaic. The Aramaic is not for when people dan b'Yechidus, and that's based on this idea that based on the fact that when Tosfos says when you dan b'Yechidus, you need Malachim to help you to make it to heaven. When you daven in Tzibur, it goes directly. And since the Gemara says Malachim don't recognize Lashon Aramaic, only Lashon Kodesh, so therefore one doesn't say. What? Kagavna would be the same. Kagavna actually is it's not a tefillah. Kagavna is a piece of zayar. Like some people say Ben Madlikin. Ben Madlikin is not a tefillah, it's learning. Kagavna is also learning. It's a piece of zayar that talks about Shabbos. So it's also Aramaic.
To what he said, that one of the reasons is you want to have a lashon that people understand. Are there any halachic implications if, let's say, somebody wanted to say Yikum Purkan in Lashon Kodesh? Because they understand that.
So I could say, to Misha Beirach, if I was the second Yikum Purkan, is somewhat akin to the Yikum Purkan. It's slightly different, but what?
It's like the second.
It blesses the people that are Isaac and Sarchit Zibur more, but.
According to the Mishnah Brura, it says you should say the first two words of Kaddish in Hebrew. And he gives two reasons, which don't make sense to me at least. He says first it's a greater Shevach of Kaddish Baruch Hu to praise me in Lashon HaKodesh than in Aramaic. But it seems to make no sense. You're saying the whole tefillah in Aramaic.
So in the next paragraph, he said, why is it a mixture?
Yeah.
Why is it a combination? Yeah. So let's see, he says that next.
It's
a pasuk in
Yechezkel.
Pasuk in Yechezkel.
If you look in Yechezkel, it says, he's got guilty, he's got dishti with a chibra.
Yeah, but it's the same shoresh. His gadilti, you can't make up your own chirik because there's no such word. He means you say it in Hebrew because it's psukim yecheskel, which are in Hebrew. It doesn't mean that it has to have the same nekudas, because the nekudas, the structure, the binyan has to make sense. I think that's why.
You're saying that Hebrew, does that mean when you're home? Or whatever, like it's a Friday that I say, I'm going to leave you and
You could always say Mamadli because the parak of Mishnayis. Gam is a parak of Zayar. It's not a tefillah. It's a tefillah. It's tefillah in Aramaic. A tefillah we don't say. Your kumporka means that you're not with them. I think it means you're not with them. I'll tell you where it says by Ashrei Volatzian. There's machlokes if you say a volatzian when you be yichidus. Kadosh kadosh, whether it's like kedusha, it needs a minion. Mishnah Berurah says if you're davening be yichidus, you should say it with a tanai that you're just saying a pasuk if you're not supposed to say it. There, the Mishnah Berurah says saying betzibur doesn't mean mila b'mila with a tzibur. It means standing in a tzibur. There, the Mishnah Berurah says. Why is it a mixed lotion? Like you say, it doesn't make sense to me to mix it. I don't know if it's going to make you feel any better, but at least he addresses it. He says, "Omnam, however, loy dibru b'nei Yisrael, haloshen shel hagoyim haramayim." Even when Jews speak the language of the country in which they're found, they don't speak a pure language of the country in which they're found. Ela taruvis loshen kodesh v'arabis. Dugmas haYiddish, hamadubba bismaneinu. Now Yiddish was German, mixed with many non-German words. Listen to what he says. V'chein hayoyim bo'ilu b'yeshivis. Today also, they speak yeshivish. Le'midabrim, English, nikiha. It's not pure English. Elam urevis, amlashir ha'kaydish. It's mixed with Hebrew words. So he says, it's like Yiddish. So therefore, it's a combination. They also mix the Hebrew with Aramaic. And that's why we mix. It makes you feel any better, but Yiskadesh, Loshen Hakodesh, Aramis, Vichloim, Yisrabei, Shmei Rabba. Aramis, Yisparach Mishtabach, Yishala, Loshen, I'm sorry, Yisrabe Shmei Rabba, Aramis, Yisparach Mishtabach, Yishalea, Loshen Kaidish, Vashabrechu, Aramis, Koloshen Hahamain. The mixture, which is the popular, combination that people mix Aramis with Loshen Kaidish as a sort of a mixed language, and that's the way it comes out, and he says that that's the reason for the combination language. It's an interesting thing. Jews, today it's totally forgotten. Jews, for maybe centuries, or certainly decades, used to corrupt the name of the country, the city they lived in.
Yeah.
They wouldn't refer to the city by its purely non-Jewish name. They would always have a corrupted name for it, so that we said Varmaiza for worms. Now, I don't know how you say worms in Germany, in German, but it's clear from the Lashon of the Paiskim that it's not, that it's a corrupted language, because they talk in the Chizkitin about the language that you use. And for some reason, wherever the Jews were in cities, they wouldn't refer to the city by the non-Jewish name. I don't know why that was so.
Habishtad.
What?
Habishtam.
Habishtad.
Became
Habishtad. Well, the spire is Shapiro. Shapiro is...
What did the one Suba? How did they write?
They apparently wrote the language that the Jews called the city. They referred to it by the language. There's a fascinating tshuva in the Night of Yehuda about a city named... I'm trying to remember. It ended... With a word ended with three shvas, the name of the city. It was something similar to Peltz. So it ended with alt zutz. It ended with three shvas. So there was a new rav in the city. So he said not to write, it ended nun tes tzaddik, which were all nun tes with shvas, and the tzaddik was like a shva, it was without a sound. So he says, no such thing in Hebrew. So he said that from now on, all the kitten, they have to write Nun Tzadik without the tes. That's what he said, because it doesn't make sense. You can't have to use Chet Shavuot. So apparently there was an argument in town. There were people divorced with the old Nusach, you know, like. So they sent to the Nayib Yehuda. So Nayib Yehuda said that the Rav made a mistake, because rules of Digdak don't apply to Polish. It was a Polish city. He said, "Loshen Kodesh, you have Digdak rules; those don't apply. And you can have a city with a non-Jewish name that. So he says, what are we going to do now? He's already writing it in the other way. So he said they have to call out in every shul for 30 days that the name of the city is changed from Peltze to Peltz, like to pronounce it differently in all the shuls for 30 days. The halacha is if you change a name for 30 days, then it's a changed name. If someone changes his name and goes by the new name for 30 days, it's changed. Just saying a Misha Bechon changing a name doesn't go into the ksuba. The person has to use the changed name for 30 days. So here in the shuls, they're going to announce that the name of the city has changed. Now you read it, you say, you know, what does it help? In the shuls, they're going to announce it. What about all the goyim in town? They're not going to shul and changing the name. It's clear that the Jews corrupted the names of the city and used that name in their ksuba and wherever they went.
What if a woman was going to be married in another city or another country and she produced a get with this corrupted name and the rabbanim in that city?
They would write a letter to the Yehuda, I don't know.
There's
a date, and it goes by the name of the city on that date.
Satumaru.
Satmaru. Okay.
Karastira.
What?
Karastira.
Karastira? What was it in Hungarian? Karastira came from the... okay. So why did they change Salem? Salem, state Salem. Okay. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow, God willing.